Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 34, Creating from Soul, part 3. Imagination is the tool with which you architect your life, and by you, I mean soul. Soul is the fundamental creative part of yourself. Yesterday, I talked about how my wife and I used creating from soul to acquire our home by choosing a state of consciousness. There was another part of that state of consciousness that we added, which I didn't mention, and I want to focus on it now. We wanted to make sure that the state of consciousness we were choosing and the home that arrived would also be good for the whole. And what we mean by that is that what we would acquire through this creative process would not be at the expense of anybody else. It would be for the good of the whole, for everyone. This is an important component because soul does not encroach on other people to get what it wants. Let me give you another example of how I create from soul. About 6 or 7 years after living in this home, I had reached a point, there had been some changing conditions in Silicon Valley, and I was kind of getting bored with the work I was doing, but some of that work, some of my clients were going away because of changes. Also, my wife was a very hard worker, and the way her business worked, it could be really challenging for her at times. She had worked so much for so many years that I wanted to be able to give her extended time off, something where she could get away from her business for a while and not worry about the finances. But the thing was, in this changing work environment, I didn't really have a clue what kind of work I should do. Now, that's a problem if I'm creating from the mind, but it's not a problem if I'm creating from soul. From soul, I had to imagine a state of consciousness. And this is what I said to myself. I want the kind of job that will challenge me in ways I could not imagine, but I would find personally and professionally rewarding. I want work that rewarded me financially so that if my wife stopped working, I would be able to support both of us. And I wanted work that allowed me to pursue the important personal activities that meant so much to me. Also, whatever work it was for the good of the whole, and it allowed me to serve the people I was working with. So I did imagination exercises along those lines, and then I let it go. I trusted that this was already in operation and that it was a done deal, because I knew enough about the nature of soul and about the nature of past, present, and future, that in a very real sense, it had already arrived, and then I just had to look out for it. Some weeks later, I was brought in to consult for a Silicon Valley semiconductor company, and it was very interesting work. I hadn't done semiconductor before. It was a very challenging, high-performance environment, and I was helping with training for some process engineers. And what I thought was going to be 1 or 2 weeks worth of work started going into many weeks and then started turning into months of work. They liked me, and I also liked them. And I realized that, especially for the engineering managers and executives, I really liked these people. It was an unusual company. They abided by a set of core values that they really, truly implemented. It was interesting because it was a highly competitive, highly capitalistic American company, yet it had very fundamental core values that the leaders actively practiced and integrated into the culture. And I found that I liked everybody I worked with. I had never had this experience before. So I started looking closer at this company, having some experiences with it. After a while, I realized they were going to give me a job offer. Now, I had never worked corporate before, and it was kind of a rub to be able to be in a cube and have a manager and that kind of thing. But they were offering me an opportunity to do something that I would not have been able to get through a standard resume and interview. It was a new opportunity to grow in organization development and learning and development. And sure enough, they made me the offer. And I told my wife, you know, look, I'm going to be working twice as many hours for less pay, but I got to try this out. And I figured it would last for about a year. Well, it ended up lasting for 11 years, and I got another master's program out of it. I got to travel internationally. I got to do a lot of high-performance activities. I had to stretch myself in incredible ways. I learned tons of things, and I worked for a genuinely good capitalistic company. It was wonderful. Great company, great people, all the way to the day that I left the company. And not long after I began getting salary and bonuses that was equal to what I got before, and then started surpassing it. And then after about nine and a half years, my wife was able to stop working and take plenty of time off to rest and pursue some of her activities like gardening and other creative things. This job was not only what I wanted, it was more than I wanted, and it was delivered in a way I never would have imagined if I had used simple mind techniques. Instead, I created from soul and got something amazing. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.